Oh, it was a pretty hard period to get over. I mean, we had St. George were probably in a real hard position because, you know, they were players, a lot about 8 or 9 players who wanted to go to Super League, and the club were trying to stay ARL, but then the players all walked out and went to their Super League clubs, and St. George then were going through the stage of will they or won't they go. And from a captain's point of view, it was a very difficult time because all the younger players were asking me what was going on, but I couldn't tell them the answer because no one from the club was telling me anything. So it was a pretty difficult time for us, but we got through it. 96 came around, and most of our players walked out again. As I said, they went to their Super League clubs, so we turned up the training, and even Rod Reddy had sort of left as well, so we had no coach, and we had about 10 or 11 players that were left. But slowly and surely, you know, we got David Wade in, then the players slowly lost their court cases, so they were all made to come back, and everybody did except for Gordon Callis, which was a bit of a shame because we probably could have used Gordon that year, and we built a pretty special feeling that year. I think of all the years I played at the club, 96 was my most favourite because we came from absolutely nowhere to get to the grand final, and the feeling that we had leading up into that grand final was just quite a strong bond that I'd never felt before.